Light informs you. It uplifts you, because once you are informed, you feel more powerful. When you are not informed, you feel powerless. Sound is another way to carry information, because it is part of light. To you, it may seem that sound and light are two separate things, because from your point of view, you perceive light with your eyes and sound with your ears. Because you use two separate areas of perception on your body, it seems that sound and light are separated as well. In actuality, they are very connected. They wind themselves around one another because they both carry information. Sound is a tool for transformation. Keepers of frequency, which is what we are encouraging you to become, learn how to modulate the frequency they hold through sound. Sound can penetrate any substance, move molecules, and rearrange realities. You can begin to work with sound by allowing it to play your body. Get yourself centered, clear your mind, and allow tones to come through you. The ancient mystery schools worked with sound in this manner, and it is a very powerful technique when done in a group. You will go very far with your use of sound after working with it for a while. It is like a powerful tool being given to an infant. Without proper awareness, you could do things and not realize the ramifications of what you are doing. Think about what sound does in stadiums and auditoriums. The cheering or booing of a crowd creates an ambiance. When groups of you make sound together, you create an ambiance for yourselves. You allow certain energies to play the instrument of your bodies. You let go of preconceived ideas and allow different melodies and energies to use your physical bodies as opportunities to represent themselves on the planet. In actuality, what you experience is the life force of energies that you allow to express through your own selves. You become channels. Just as our vehicle allows us to come into your reality through her body, you allow a vibration to come onto the planet in its full glory through your bodies and your joint cooperation. You birth something. You create an opportunity, and an energy takes advantage of that opportunity. Sound is going to evolve. Now human beings can become the instruments for sound through toning. Certain combinations of sounds played through the human body unlock information and frequencies of intelligence. Being silent for a long period after the harmonics allows human beings to use their bodies as devices to receive and absorb the frequencies, and to use the vehicle of breathing to take them into an ecstatic state. When you tone with others, you have access to the group mind that you did not have prior to making the sound. The key word is harmony. What you intend to do with sound is of the utmost importance. If you are not clear about your intentions, sound can have a way of enveloping upon itself and growing beyond its original capacity. It doubles and quadruples itself with its own impact. It is very important for you to have a clear intention of what you plan on doing with the sound. Sound stirs energy up. It creates a standing columnar wave, building frequency upon frequency. This energy can then be directed at or toward anything. When you make sound in a circle or in the circumference of the pillar of light, you create a column that is capable of doing many more things than you ever realized. It is capable of creating explosions and of destroying and creating many realities. The planet is looking for a balance in the self. Since the self is a composite of all things, it is a harmonic that balances all of your extraterrestrial selves, multidimensional selves, and male and female selves. As you access multidimensionality, you must merge male and female. You will not stop at the separation or fight between men and women that has been going on for thousands of years. Who is creating the separation between men and women? It is the Creator Gods who have set up this paradigm for you and instigated these frequencies from other points of view. The separation story has served them well because of the havoc it has created. The male vibrations came into power in recent times, some 5,000 years ago. In order to slowly recognize who they were, they completely and totally disassociated themselves from anything that was formerly in power, the matriarchal movement and females. Females operate traditionally through the realms of intuition and feeling. Males have also been carriers of intuition and feeling a multitude of times. But in this recent separation, they did not carry feelings with them. There was a huge schism, and the males and females on the planet came into great conflict. Why did this occur? It was a setup. It was set up by the Creator Gods who took over the planet and raided the reality, feeding, keeping themselves alive and functioning, and nourishing themselves off emotional turmoil. Remove yourselves from your personal drama and realize that it is all symbolic. You don't need to take what you are doing personally or carry it as a personal burden as if it is just yours. It is not just yours. It is universal. As members of the family of light, you have come here to transmute for the species. As soon as you get less attached to the dramas, you will not feel so caught up and victimized by them. You will understand that this is a collective of energy you are dealing with. So, collectively, if you can come to the realization inside yourselves, you can broadcast a new vibration for women and men to harmonize with. All of this is now coming to a point of stabilization or equalization. The female began to open her throat about 30 years ago, making the opportunity to speak fashionable. The problem is that many females ended up shutting down their feeling centers as they opened their speech centers. They began to become very much like males. A balance is needed. Now the female is finding the need to awaken the feminine principle inside herself. She is in a female body and has mastered the use of the male vibration within herself. She has gone out into the world and she feels powerful. She can walk the streets without a veil on her face, and she can decide whether she wants to be married. She is her own property. She is responsible in this country for her own decisions. She is beginning to soften and to awaken the portion of herself that nurtures her and brings her life. As she makes herself whole with her male and female portions and allows herself to experience the evolved DNA, she broadcasts this frequency. This frequency will become very prevalent upon the planet. It is inevitable that men will open their feeling centers. That is the next step men must go through to establish a balance with the female. This will happen very quickly for men. It will not be a 30-year process because men at this time are moving as a populace into confusion. Men are realizing that they don't like what is occurring and they are questioning authority. You do not have a pantheon of powerful female creator images. You have nothing on which to pattern a positive image of the empowered feminine. So men are striving to be male, and women are striving to be empowered through a male vibration because you do not have a clear vision of the empowered female. You must create it. Begin to recognize the wealth of energy in the female version of self, which is intuition, receptivity, creativity, compassion, and nourishment. You are discovering that there is a wealth of identity in an essence that has been discredited for a long time. If you are female, of course, you are a living form of that essence. Men must discover their form of the goddess within themselves, where the goddess meets the god in them. By the same token, the view of the masculine is distorted. You do not have an example of an empowered feeling male. Society has deemed feeling male soft and lacking in masculinity. Men are beginning to look at their emotions and say, "Hey, I feel this," and know that they are still men. So men and women are both creating role models for empowered, integrated versions of masculine and feminine. These models are coming, and they are coming quickly. The time for separation is finished. As all of you are on the path of integrating the polarities within yourselves, difficult issues are going to come up over and over again. Welcome the difficult times, for they can be your greatest teacher. Stay focused on your own growth, your own path, and your own self, and not on what others are doing. Call on your own internal masculine and feminine, and set up a dialogue between them so that they can begin to work in partnership and harmony. Give yourself a lot of love and encouragement. Make an appointment with yourself and say, "I love you, self. You are a wonderful self. You are a number one, the best self. You are here to master a very difficult task in a system that is dark and gives very little input, stimulation, or information about the true story. You are here to do the impossible. By committing to love yourself and making this commitment the number one step from which you operate every day, everything falls into place. You become whole and complete. Then you are ready for a bonded relationship with another who is complete, and that relationship can take you into unexplored realms. When the library of yourselves was torn from the shelves and scattered, and the DNA was split so that there were only two strands left with very little data and very little memory, sexuality was left intact in the physical body. It was left as a form of reproduction, of course, as a form for the species to stay in touch with its own essence and bring itself into life. Very deep inside the mechanism of sexuality is a frequency that can be attained that has been sought after and misunderstood by many people. It is called orgasm. Sexuality connects you with the frequency of ecstasy, which connects you back to your divine source and to information. The discovery of the highest frequency of sexuality arises from the love experience. It has nothing to do with relationships being either homosexual or heterosexual. It has to do with two human beings bringing pleasure to one another in a way that opens frequencies of consciousness. Love is the essence that is to be created in all relationships. If you love and honor someone, it doesn't matter what your composition of density is. What matters is the love vibration and how you explore this love, which ideally is gifted and coupled with the integration of the male and female counterparts that make the twin flame. Ideally, sexuality is explored through feelings. The third and fourth chakras connect you to the emotional and compassionate selves, which connect you to the spiritual self. The spiritual self is the part of yourself that is multidimensional, through which you exist in many forms simultaneously. It is your assignment and agreement and task to be aware of all of these realities in the identity that you are. When you are aware, you can tune into the different frequencies, remember who you are, and change the vibratory rate of this universe. Before DNA was rearranged, the way many people reached the higher realms and were able to climb the ladders of themselves and reach into off-planet frequencies was by electromagnetically bonding through love. They created a rocket ship-like experience to propel them out into other systems of reality. This has been one of the best-kept secrets upon the planet. You were left with the frequency of the orgasmic experience in sexuality so that you could remember your higher identity. When this energy or history of yourself is revealed and you discover who you are, you will unite many bodies of your personal multidimensional identity in your physical form. To receive the full impact of the gridwork of your identity, let the 12 helixes fit in your body and allow the light-encoded filaments to rearrange themselves. Sexuality can be very confusing at this time because you are raising and studying your frequencies. When you join bodies, even when you hug one another, you exchange frequency. When you are having a sexual experience, there is a hormonal release inside the body. The hormones awaken certain energies inside the cells, and there is a transference of one person's essence into the other person. That is why when you have had sexual experiences with someone, you sometimes cannot get their energy off you. Even though you don't want to be with the person, the sexual experience stays with you because you have had an electromagnetic exchange. If expressing yourself sexually encouraged your greatest growth, you would automatically create that experience for yourself because you would be ready for it. Understand that during the process of evolving the self, very often a period of dormancy in sexual activity occurs. Within the sexual frequency, you exchange with one another. So, if you are bonding yourself and chemically exchanging with a person who is not of your likeness, you are taking on their garbage because you are exchanging energy quite intimately. The population must clear the negative connotations and judgments that have colored your sexual experience for eons. You must make peace with sex in order to integrate the frequencies and identity. Things have been manipulated and given a boundary of limitation so that the truth of sexuality has been kept from you. You have been told that you can procreate with it and have orgasms, but you have not been told that you can open frequencies with it. You can come into contact and use it as a method of remembering who you are and altering the vibrational frequency of your body. In the next few years, your expression of sexuality will have a whole new dimension. You will evolve and grow, provided that you have a partner who is willing to take the same route and be that open.